Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Australia's hottest golfing podcast is Talk Birdie to Me with Nick O'Hearn and Mark Allen.
I thought I'll go and hit some balls. Go down to the range. Guess who's on the range?
Yeah, of course he is.
It's Tiger hitting balls. I drive the golf cart up behind him. He doesn't see me.
Yeah.
And just plonk the cart there, start hitting balls. He turns around and looks at me and goes, he said, what the f*** are you doing here?
Talk Birdie to Me. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is part two. I'm not too loud. I think I'm too loud.
Never.
This is part two of Swanee and Friends. Part one was Jack Watts. Thoroughly recommend it. We went to areas we didn't think we'd go to.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll leave it there. Well, I think we also went to areas that Jack Watts wasn't expecting to go to.
Sure.
Absolutely. And Dane Swanson, Matthew Richards. Dane, I just think the biggest story in footy at the moment is if Clayton Oliver can continue that trajectory that he showed on round two, has preseason changed forever?
Hey, who fucking tipped him for the Brownlow?
Wow, this is true.
Not me.
Me. So,
yep.
No, I agree. I'm just looking at my basketballs.
You are?
You're distracted a bit.
Put a multi on. Trying to get a multi on. Game started at 9:30. The first March Madness game.
Yep.
I agree. So I think. I don't follow him, but I was nearly going to retweet back to him. It was Grant Thomas wrote yesterday. He was like, what did he say? He was like, if is Clayton Oliver basically done? If he can party all,
yes, along those lines.
I'd say, yeah. Is that the new thing? I was going to say, yes, actually, I found it very helpful.
Well, then it's the old thing.
Yeah, exactly. But, he's just a footballer. That's what he is. Like, and... You know, sometimes being a footballer helps instead of being an athlete. And he's just, you know, when he first got drafted, he was a bit, you know, we're not allowed to say the F word now.
He had a fat face.
You said it, okay.
I can say that about Jewish people, short people, okay. And fat face people.
Okay, yep.
So he was just a footballer. He just knew how to find it. So I was probably one of them. So us footballers, just we don't need months and months. We just need a ball to run around and chase, and that's it. And that's what he's proven. Did he get three on the weekend?
Three Brownlow?
Yeah.
Be close.
He might have five. Might have four.
But see, now's the title about Christian Petrarca.
Yeah?
Well, because they're going to have to put so much time into Clary now.
Reckon?
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, too much Melbourne. Back to Collingwood.
No, that's all right.
Are the wheels off?
Just about, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want to lose tomorrow night. To the Saints, then they go to Brisbane. Well, Brisbane are fucked as well. It's time to play the kids up there, especially till Easter, till after Easter anyway. That wasn't great, was it? The Pies, they look slow and they just look a bit off. But like I said, I don't know if I said it on this last week, very unfair that Brisbane and Collingwood had.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
To play round zero, and they had the shortest preseason of everyone else. Like, why wouldn't you have played? And look, both second halves of both Collingwood and Brisbane's games, they've been smashed after halftime. Now I'm probably looking for excuses, but it helps when the
I think you are.
Yes, but it helps when the grand finalists, both of them, are both been smashed after half time both games. Now, does that mean that they haven't had, that's the complete pile or opposite to the Clayton Oliver theory, because they're basically trained for 6 weeks. Now every other club has trained for 10 to 12, for 3-4 months. So are they not fit enough because they haven't had time to work and to get run in their legs and get a match hardened, where all the other clubs seem to have? But
or go with me here, maybe Sydney were too good.
No, they
had nothing to do with
that. That is a possibility I haven't come across yet. No, and GWS and Sydney, you think are going to be, GWS especially, going to be right there when the whips are cracking. Sydney, you think, will probably go at least a second week into the finals. So and
Freo, the flag favourites.
Yeah, they're back. Exactly. Yeah. So
I was thinking about you.
My $13 at 90-1's looking good, eh? Yeah.
What are they new now?
I'm thinking of cashing out.
What are they new now?
40.
Oh, there you go. But listen, are the wheels off? If they lose this weekend, if they lose tomorrow night, the wheels are off. I imagine. So you can lose two games. You can to make the top four. You can probably lose six for the year, maybe.
Top four. Yeah.
Yeah. So they got four to play with, basically. Their percentage is probably ordinary because they've been smacked both games, but they want to get on. They want to bet the Saints Thursday night. Otherwise, footy is going to be a long year.
And this will be the test of the humour thing, won't it?
Yeah.
Let's say they lose. Well, I'm not saying they will, but let's say they lose. Week four, if Darcy Moore runs out the race smiling and all that, they're not taking it seriously. Well, they won the premiership doing that.
And the thing about Fly, he's never faced adversity. Now, we all love him, but the club since Fly's been in, because they came in, they basically got to a prelim, won all those close games, and they obviously won the flag.
Yes.
There's been no adversity. Like no one expected him in 2 years ago to get where they got to, and obviously there was expectation on him last year, and they obviously won the flag. But there's been no downside. So now it'll be interesting to see how they go, or whether he stays this positive, which it looks like he has, but if he loses five in a row, you're probably going to start. You're going to have to yell at someone for something. You can't keep patting people on the back for getting your ass kicked. So so we'll find out how they respond. I actually did something with Jamie and Geordie last week, and they said, no, you'll see a different Collingwood. Yeah, we did. We've seen a worse side. Yeah. So I give the excuse to round one, no preparation. GWS were, hate Collingwood. They wanted to give it to us. We just treated them like our baby little brother, and we got punched on the nose. Your baby brother grows up, Ralph, and sometimes they become bigger and stronger. So, but last week I can't find much of an excuse for Friday or whenever they played at the MCG last week. It was hard to find an excuse for them.
Sydney were just good.
Yeah, but our problem is, I think, we can't get goals.
That helps.
Well, that does help. Yeah. Expected score? How do we go expected score?
I think there was one game. What was the game? Geelong St Kilda, I think, were the expected score difference.
Was it?
Yeah. All right. A lot of messages.
Please.
Before we get to math science.
I've got one in there.
Yes.
You wrote a question.
From Always. Chad.
I like to engage in the show.
This is from Chad. I know you've covered this, but we'll ask it again. Is Dane continuing his shin bone and membership for season 2024? Up the bonus.
Do I have to repeat this story again? Yes. Well, I didn't have a choice. People are sick of hearing a story, but I didn't have a choice to continue my membership because they fucking took it out about 7 hours after the grand final finished. I didn't have a chance. Looked at my credit card. So I thought, how the fuck did that happen? I was like, what's that 600 from? And then I was like, North Melbourne, and these cheeky assholes.
Have you got your actual membership for this year yet? Because remember last year it took
I don't know. I didn't get one.
It took Sonia to come on for you to.
I don't know.
Check the mail lately.
I know. I got a Collingwood scarf. I know that with my. I got the Legends tickets. Still not in the Hall of Fame there. It's fucking disappointing.
You're not.
Feb, mate, is. Feb, mate, is the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Congratulations to Feb. Yeah. More a chance of getting in Carlton's than I am in Collingwood's. I'll have a look. But I think they sent some. Maybe a scarf, but I don't know.
This is from Chris. Who's your celebrity hall pass? Is that the one that you're allowed to have a free bog with?
Yeah.
Is that what he's meant?
We did that. Natalia did that. I think she said Ryan Gosling or something. I said Mary from next door.
It's more likely to happen.
Yeah. Who do I like? Sydney Sweeney's in vogue at the minute.
She is in vogue. I don't see the appeal. As in, I don't.
I see two very big things that I feel about it.
Yeah, but there's also like how many other million women that have those same things? Like, why her over other people?
She's famous, I'm rich. So? She's attractive.
She is. She's a good looking girl.
So but then, like, fucking, what's your problem with her?
But like, if you're going to pick one.
Well, I did. You pick. Will you pick me one?
I don't want to pick you one. Pick, but I could just think of like many other people that are more famous.
One, pick your husband one then.
I don't even know who he'd go for, to be honest.
Well, so you haven't given me many names. No, you haven't like given me one, in fact.
I can think of more rich, more famous, more well, give me one. Booby, more Oprah. Pretty. Well, she'd be more booby, yep.
Well, give me one.
I can't think off the top of my head, well, Dane. I don't even know when I'm saying the word Wednesday that I'm saying the word Margot Wednesday. Robbie. Margot Robbie? Way better.
No. I discovered her.
Did you?
Yeah.
Our Neighbours.
On Street Talk?
No, Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, yeah.
Although I reckon she's going to make
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay. Which scene? Yeah. Was it the one in the upstairs bedroom, do you think?
half brother to this.
Mm.
Kim Wilde's touring. Does that mean anything to you? Kids no. in America? No. Cambodia? Does that mean anything to you, Dane?
Kim Wilde. Is Kim that your whole pass? I know who it is.
She, you've English singer.
Yeah, I know. So I don't know who it is. Yeah.
She was
your cup of tea.
Well,
back in the day,
1982. Yeah.
It's weird because the people like now that I'm older, I don't actually consider these.
Kate Beckinsale, like her.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Older. This is my point though. Like when I was younger, obviously, as we know on this podcast, I thought I was going to marry Robbie Williams, but now so much I probably wouldn't. He's very funny.
63. I just googled her.
Okay, a bit on the. Well, I was named after Samantha Fox. Does that name ring a bell to you? She was a Page Three girl.
No.
Well, given Page Three means nothing to kids nowadays.
Yeah,
it?
Correct. This is my point. It's all relevant in time.
My dad used to get the truth.
You want the truth?
The truth had Page Three.
You can't handle the truth. Anyway, we digress.
Yes, Sam. Thanks for asking. Our whole show is digressing. This is from Samantha Richards. Have any of you two been one of the 100,000? Have you added the Devils membership to the collection yet? Did you sign on for Tassie Devils, Dane?
What's that?
So they opened up their membership. $10 membership. Who? Tassie Devils.
Australian side, the AFL.
AFL.
No,
I've got I sponsor two clubs. I don't need
I also thought you might be collecting collecting them like Pokemon.
No. That no.
Not Why would have a green, red and yellow?
That's zero interest in supporting the Tassie Football Club. I hope they come in. I hope they do well, but and I'm not buying a membership. I know because footy clubs are sneaky. People. I'll end up having three of them for 40 years.
Yeah.
They are sneaky. But look, I'd leave the shit I put on Twitter, but I am going to say this one.
Yeah, no,
how
yeah.
fucking dumb
yeah, why?
To I'll only give a $10 option.
What would you have said? Like, what would the
100,000.
But what would the $1,000 option get you? Same as the 10?
Or no, well, that's right. You have tier option,
it, yeah.
But you just you always have to have an ability.
Yeah, exactly.
For people who like put it this way, I want Dane Swan to talk at my local footy club. I want Dane Swan to come out with three friends to the flower drum.
Yeah.
Would you have a different fee structure there?
Yes.
Well, that's my point.
Yeah. Absolutely. Dane Swan to come out and run a clinic for the kids. Yes, there's a.
For the kids goes up.
Goes up.
What a guy.
Dane.
I do enough babysitting at home.
Yeah, that's right. My 12-year-old, I've just invested very well in the crypto market over the last 10 years, and I would like you to do a one-on-one session with my 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Have you got a different pay structure?
Multi-crypto.
It's from Matt. Dale is part of the Channel 7 commentary team. Is Dane busy?
Why do our fans have to... Say mean things to me. Exactly.
Against each other all
I have
the
to
time.
Needle me. I just you wait to.
Hang on. Have you watched it? I watched him in full flight on the weekend. Him and Abby, just like with their.
I was there. I was at the game, so okay, I missed
so you wouldn't have seen it.
No. If they're working tomorrow night,
interesting.
I've got a free night. Missus going out for dinner, so I might actually tweet the game tomorrow night.
Hang on. You've got a free night the missus is going out for dinner. Doesn't that mean that you've got three kids at home, so it's not a free night?
Yeah, they're in bed by 6:30, so I've got a free night. What the fuck? What else am I going to do?
Mind the children?
They're asleep.
What's the etiquette with babysitting?
What do you mean? No, you can't have anyone over.
No, I'm well aware of that. I know this will be on my own, so I might tweet the game tomorrow night. See, give the fans something.
Yeah, stops giving.
But no, I haven't seen him. I found out how... the new Logie Award-winning TV show has just been bumped a week. So we're there. We're April 20. We're starting now.
April 20.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I keep the people due waiting.
To Taste Buds with Dane Swan.
Due to live sport or something like that, or lack of interest.
This is from Mano, your coach of the Pies. What changes do you make to the team this week?
Oh, well.
D Swan.
I don't want to shit on some of the players. Obviously, there's a couple of forwards that probably need to go back and have a look in the twos. Yes. They were pretty ordinary. But, you know, we all have bad games. But it just looks worse when you play shit. Look, like we need some more speed around the ball. We look so slow. We got, I guess what else happened? We're kicking the ball straight to the opposition, handballing straight to the ball, straight to the opposition on half back when Logan McDonald kicked 5 goals and 4 of them went to goal scorer with no one within 30 metres of him. So
you do look slower when the other side's got the ball as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Someone, let's get some our skills. Someone who would kick. I think Finn McRae's probably needs to play a full game. John Noe gives you some run and some speed, turns the ball over a little bit, but at least you'll dash and give you some run. But listen, I don't know who our twos are. I think our backs, Darcy and Charlie Dean, didn't look great. But like I said, when you turn the ball over, you look so everyone looks shit. You know, Nick was about the only one who looked all right. I don't think you can throw the baby out of the bathwater after 2 games, knee-jerk reaction. They're premiers. Listen, if they go, I reckon stick basically with the side that got you there. If they go shit house this week, time to play the kids. Time to rebuild.
Blow up the list. From Gray.
Following you.
Gray Kanga. What's the go with everyone having a side hustle on Instagram? That's what Instagram's for, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. Get your tits out and...
you don't have to.
And sell something. That's what everyone does. So I hardly use... I don't use it for like just have a look at me anymore. It's just for when I'm selling shit.
This is probably the best... there'll be a couple of nights where the next one sleeps through. That'll be the best that my boobs look. Right. No one wants to see a pregnant woman's boobs, so I can't even use them.
Ah, bullshit. you're kidding.
Really?
Just like that, mate. There'd be a market out there for us.
Really? Just like my foot fetish page? Which
correct.
I got my name.
Exactly, yeah.
I've
got a mangled foot, so people like that stuff.
I wonder if I'll get more hits, like with a special feature, like my feet with your feet. Mm-hmm. I registered my name. I just haven't done anything about it. Exactly. It's going to be my maternity project.
But if there's absolutely a market. There's a market for everything. Right? There's a market for 2 girls, 1 cup. There's going to be a market for a pregnant woman with bigger tits.
That's just blowing my mind. I just thought it was a bit creepy.
No. Not at all.
I did do a nude shoot last week, actually, in Adelaide.
Was it behind a leaf?
No, it was on a beach.
On a bench. In Adelaide.
Beach.
Why?
You did a nude shoot?
Yes.
Why?
Because I'm pregnant. And I didn't get to do a maternity shoot for Noah because I went into labour early.
What? Where was the sand? Wouldn't it be just, are you laying on sand and stuff?
No, I was in the ocean. Like an underwater shoot, right? But you have to stand up there. You have to stand. Well, and there's like people walking past me on the beach. I was like.
Was it a nudist beach?
No. No.
You said you were nude.
Nude.
What?
Nude. No clothes, Dane.
I know, but it's like standing up in the beach, pregnant woman, just nude, just standing up.
People just walking past with their coffee or morning.
Yeah, walking their dog.
Why Adelaide?
I was facing because they have beautiful beaches and not as beautiful as Perth, but it's not as far to go. 45-minute flight.
So what is the purpose of this photo shoot?
For myself, because I didn't get any photos at all when I was pregnant with Noah. And
but what are these? Where are they going? On a website or something?
No, in my house.
Pardon?
Yeah, pregnantladies.com.
Why? Let's see if that's a website.
Did you do that when you were the non-birthing partner?
Yeah, no, I got me sorted out. Yeah, and it's like...
Please don't refer to it as a sword. It just grossed me out. No, it's just a way to celebrate what my body's done. It's probably, if this is a girl, it's the last time I'm doing this fucking
shit show. So you're going again if it's a boy?
I'll consider the option. There are days when I'm spewing so much that my wrists hurt from the pressure build-up that I say to Stephen, come fucking near me again, mate. Yeah. And I'll cut your sword off.
Yeah, exactly.
But I would really like a girl. So if this is not a girl, then couldn't you just make it a girl?
If it's a boy? That's what people do these days.
They identify as that.
Exactly.
Well, that's up to the child, isn't it?
What about if you get a cat or a goat or something?
We were talking about that last night.
Why? What happens? What will happen then?
No.
You have to have 2 more.
I have to go again.
Exactly.
No. But
you
have
one of each. A cat, a goat, a boy and a girl.
I want to document these melons.
Yeah.
The beauty that is the house of
so
life.
So you stick around in the post, so when your son's like 15 and like he brings his mates, he's going to be just nude sitting on the photo on the wall? Is that Am I hearing that wrong, or is that
it's
in a folder, what, tucked away, or like
on this? The wall? But it's a form of art. You won't exactly see
no nips my,
or my nips. Yeah. Okay.
So it'll you're not like, nude.
Well, I am nude. Yes.
Well, I'm nude too, but I've got clothes on.
Oh, look, I'll happily show you on the other
side. No, I have zero interest in seeing pregnant women. But then I'm saying there is
you just said that there's a market out there for
pregnant. Yeah, I'd say it was me.
Yeah, he's just not part of that market.
Right. If you were dead.
Refer to part one.
Yeah, refer to part one. Okay. From PJ Marty, best player you played against?
Ablett.
Ooh.
Judd and Buddy. That's
a fair trifecta.
Yeah.
Did you play against Cousins and Kerr?
Yep.
Yep.
And I still answered Ablett.
No. I just wondered if you played
against them. Okay, I did. Yeah, I didn't get them at their prime, though. Yeah.
From Babby Chris, what happened to Mark McGough? He won an Anzac Day medal but went quiet after.
As in, what happened? What's he doing now? Or why didn't he make it?
I don't know.
Lack of leg speed, I think, probably hurt him. He's good in the wet. And I probably went past him.
From Ashley, how's the kids, Dane? Take kicking a footy with you yet?
We won a Paw Patrol. So I said, how's what we put on Anzac Day 2012? Taylor looked at me like she fucking put laser beams out of her eyes. I was like, when are you going to start watching footy and basketball? I enjoy those, Tate, much more than I enjoy Paw Patrol.
Are you going to the
live show? Like, not yet. She's like, Dane, not yet. He's fucking three. I was like, okay. So, no, he doesn't. He goes to, like, all sports and plays, like, kicks a ball and that, but I'm not there, so I don't know exactly what he does. Mm. Probably does nothing.
Are you working that day?
Yeah, gambling. Sitting on the couch.
This from Turtle. Dane, is your cooking career at risk with the pod, a la former Coleman medalist? Well, I think that they were able to attack Scotty's work.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Whereas
well,
you and me, they couldn't get us.
Yeah.
Are you worried about the mob?
Well, have we said anything cancelable in the last?
Apart from necrophilia.
Necrophilia is probably out there.
Why is that cancelable?
It depends
if you do it or talk about
exactly.
it, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, listen, the show's been bumped a week already, so it's in danger already. So I've actually got the first episode. I don't know. It's on my phone.
We'll all sit around and have
apparently
a viewing.
Apparently it's come up great.
Can we have a viewing party?
No, I want ratings. I want eyeballs on Seven, mate.
It's come up great. Do you think they would have very good editors with you?
They're going to need one. Yeah. I think the biggest problem with that show is that it's on a PG time slot.
Yes.
And as you can imagine, I'm not
PG worthy.
I very find it very hard to stay PG for so long. So things just slip out of my head. And everyone laughs and they go, fuck, wish we could use that. We can't. So I'd like to be on like 10:30 at night where I could just
be free reign.
Be free. Yeah. Be free as you in the Adelaide beach.
I say this with total love to the guy, but who is the legend of AFL footy as far as media. How Lou Richards never swore on air. Yeah. He's just got me beaten. He was as great as he was in media, he was a better swearer. Mm. He was sensational.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
From Squeezer, good day, gang. Coming over from Perth to Melbourne over the Easter weekend. Any recommendations?
I've got three for you. Albion.
Yeah. Osborne and Union. Recommendations. Easter. No, Melbourne's a great spot. Down Windsor End, Chapel Street, Richmond. Stay down. Yeah, Chapel Street, Windsor End. There's plenty of good bars and restaurants to go there.
Heaps.
Yeah. Footy, I guess, if you're coming down for the footy tomorrow night. Yep, Kittens isn't bad.
From SDI Nation. What
Electric
was
if you're young.
From SDI Nation. You keep saying that. I haven't been there in a while. Is it really?
It's not for 40-year-olds, Samantha. But yeah, pumps every night.
Yeah. It was a good time, what I remember.
Yeah.
Could I request a list? I request a list from you? Just at some stage.
Yeah.
Not for 40-year-olds list.
Okay, yeah.
Well, Dane's probably still doing half of them, though.
That's what I meant. Exactly. Vegas trips. You put up your hand and you go, it's not me.
Yeah. Yep.
At some stage.
Okay.
This is from SDI Nation. What were Swanee and Duck discussing at the footy on Friday? Oh, to be a fly on the wall.
People know me and Duck were in the footy.
Well, obviously someone's
Dang, you. You're quite a familiar face.
Yeah, no, we're in a box, so it's hard for people to see us. What were we discussing? All kinds of things. Well, Duck was discussing a lot.
What topic was Duck?
I was sitting there trying to get a word in. So it's very hard. Duck is very good at conversing with himself with someone else next to him.
What's his favourite topic, though?
I wonder what. Yeah, so we're probably talking about him somewhere down the line, I would imagine. But I think we put a couple of Maldives on too, so we're discussing them. Look, because every time I sit in your kid goal, he had one, like, he'd come back and give me a high five. I was like, this is going to look weird. I'll smile on my face, high five on someone because I papply kicked a goal. Like, we had him in. But, yeah, basically talking about that. And some other things that are probably staying now. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When they'll go and shit out, that's the only reason why we stay. Because, and I did leave early.
Does he know that you're a North Melbourne Duck supporter?
Duck was off the piss too, so he was driving me back to my car. Yeah.
Sam, just you read that one because otherwise people will think I'm making it up. Jake have. People think I'm making this up.
Jay Cav, how much did he pay you?
Just
for thanks for saying hi, Sunday Ralph. Was glad to see my hero giving back at the D's. How tall is he?
Do you remember him?
I do. Are you looking
down on him or up at him?
I was going to say. Same height.
We were similar height.
Yeah.
I thought I saw someone waving at me as I was going into the bathroom in for a wee. And I thought, no, that wouldn't be. Anyway, so then I was leaving the room. I was with my daughter, and it was halfway through the last quarter. I just happened to be leaving for a change, and he came over and started having a chat and said he was a big fan of the pod. So, hello.
Hello. Jay Cav, was it?
Jay Cav.
Thanks for listening, mate.
Absolutely. From Lainey Alex, did Dane feel completely frustrated with how Hightown ended? Well, he hasn't finished it.
No, I haven't finished. Well, thanks. So thanks for the half spoiler. So it's half a spoiler. I'm not halfway through. I'm trying to get through Curb at the moment. One more episode before I'm up to date, and then Taylor doesn't watch Hightown with me, so I'll probably punch through a little bit of that today. Because when the kids are running around, I'll put that on. Try to knock that off, and then I want to watch The Gentleman.
That's on my list.
Yeah.
Because of Theo James. Going back to the question before.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. This is from Shakin. Now I nearly tweeted this out yesterday, which I only would have because of my association with Dane. When James Sicily was offered a fine instead of a suspension.
When?
On appeal at the tribunal. He was given a fine.
Okay, yeah.
Originally suspended, now he gets the fine. Shays asked, what would you have hated more, a one-week suspension, no matches, or a $2,500 fine?
What do you reckon?
we're just waiting for one honest footballer, aren't we? I'll have a week off.
Well,
don't fine me for a week off.
Well, to be fair, when I was in my Brownlow days, I would have taken the fine, which I did when I tripped someone.
Yep.
It was just a reflex action. He'd stepped me. But yeah, absolutely. If I wasn't going to get fined from my club for missing a game, I'd much rather take the week off. Well, that's why I didn't melee. That's why I think we got in about our fourth. I called it a melee, but it was just jumper punching. And I was up to about $8,000, $10,000. I sat at the footy club and said, I promise you, if we get into a wrestle again, either I refuse to wrestle, because they go fly the flag. So I'm not flying the flag, but if I do, I'm punching someone and getting 2 weeks. So I'm not fucking paying. That's $20,000. So mate, that's 3 days' work. So I was like,
do we have to stop?
No.
Okay. We off.
Hello. Still working.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Just can't hear it in the ears.
I was like, I'd rather punch someone and get 2 weeks and then pay a $10,000 fine, which is 20 basically you have to make. So, yeah, I'd much rather a couple of weeks. I would actually would have liked to have been Essendon and take a year off.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of the year. Honestly, I would have liked maybe prolonged your career because you could have done the European summer. You could have done like all the fun things you got to do. And then I could have come back at the end of the year and would have made body felt a bit better because all the drugs I were on. I would have felt fucking tip top. And then you could have preserved your fucking career in the back end.
And this will be the segue, Sam, from Stingen. Dane last week said Pies were the bet of the round. They could blow them out. We can't get them all, right?
You know what? It's a fair point.
Yeah.
But it takes, what does it take, Ralph? 4 or 5, and we start, and the back half of the year, we fly.
That's all that counts. Otherwise, you're just worrying about trying to win the expected score.
As if they're not the better the week this week, though.
Well, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Thursday night footy is at the MCG, where the Saints are hosting Collingwood.
12-31.
It's weird to see 15th next to Collingwood, but alas, that's where they sit currently on the ladder. The Saints are $2.35, Collingwood $1.57. The line is plus 8.5 to the Saints, and the over-unders, Dane, is 162.5.
Me, my go?
It's your mob.
Oh, I nailed the under in the Geelong Saints game. That's about one of the very few that I nailed. But I'm a bit like West Coast last year. I cannot jump off the Pies now, and I will be right until I get them right. Like, because if or West Coast 2 years ago, wherever it was, the moment I jump off them, they win. So best bet it. They will cover the line at some stage. Pies best bet it around at the line. Maybe a little sprinkle on 1-39 too. So I don't think that. I'm not sure they can kick enough goals to win by 7 goals, but the Saints play ordinary footy as well. So two shit sides battling away this week. Match of the round.
Do you ever think you'd hear him say that? Well, did you think you'd hear him say that so soon after last week saying the biggest, like explaining why Collingwood are the biggest and the best?
I'm a realist.
Once you lose money.
Exactly. I don't care that I should be on the Hall of Fame of that football club.
You don't care about your heart.
You don't care?
Money's more important. I'm going the over.
Okay.
Going the over. So
for what reason?
For the Saints being a very, very far side.
Were they? I was giving back. I didn't watch a lot of it last week. Well, why did it go under?
It was just your classic of Cadinia Park. Normally it might hit a target. Oops, so out in the fall. Might hit a target, it's out in the fall. All those little tight grounds.
And Geelong did not contribute to the score like they normally would.
No, and they're just so good at shutting it down. Whereas I don't know if Collingwood can shut down and beat St Kilda with speed. So they're both going to have to score. And the line's pretty low at 162.5. So a bit like Dane, I want to enjoy the footy, which means it's
a system play. If you're watching it, I'm going to take the over too because it's a system play and I'll be watching it on the couch, but it's not on me. It's not going on the scoreboard.
Yep. So I'll go overs. Tempted to go with the Saints, but I'll just let this one slip because there is a logic to say that Collingwood are eventually going to put it together. But I do think if the line was 2 goals, I'd go with the Saints. 8.5 points, just a bit. It's probably right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm over.
Thank you. Well, we're heading over to Adelaide.
Clothing optional.
We're fully clothed.
Fully clothed. Adelaide Crows.
I'm going there next week. I might do the fruit batch. Wind back the calendar.
I might get there before me fight and just go. You just have to pin the map. Pin the beach. Yeah. Meat spin.
Adelaide Crows are hosting the Geelong Cats over at Adelaide Oval. Adelaide are $1.49. The Cats are $2.64. The line.
Sorry. Really?
Yes. Adelaide $1.49. Cats $2.64.
Yeah.
Do you want me to refresh again?
No, that's right.
Wow. Okay. The Gold Coast form's good, is it?
Who are Gold Coast playing?
No, Adelaide got beaten by the Gold Coast. Is that good form? Is it?
Well, it looks like it. Yeah.
Okay. I see.
Adelaide $1.49, Geelong $2.64. The line is minus 12.5 to Adelaide, and the over-unders, Ralph, is 172.5.
Geelong at the line, simple. That is just stupid. I don't think Geelong is going to be great, but 2 goals. That is just a very, very silly bet.
I'm half with Ralph, but Crows 1-39 for me. I don't think they blow. The Cats away. Cats will be all right. And I think Adelaide win. Adelaide pretty good at home. I expect them to play finals. But I just don't think they are good enough to beat the Cats by 40 points. So 1-39.
Okay. Marching on to Saturday afternoon football where Dane's mob, North Melbourne, are hosting the Fremantle Dockers.
What a game. This is the way.
Huge. That is at Marvel Stadium. North Melbourne $2.77.
Oh, fuck. So Fremantle, this is probably the toughest game around to pick.
Fremantle $1.45. The line is plus 13.5. And Dane, the over unders is 169.5.
Freo looked a little better on the
flag favourites.
They looked quick anyway.
Fell in the injury department, didn't they? Like every 5 minutes, someone dropped. But
yeah, so that might. If I. not in a footy tipping comp, but how do you not? How do you tip North? I don't think you can. So Freo, it's just a matter of how I like Freo to win. But so I 1-39 maybe. But I'm going to take the over just because I'm not confident in any of those two sides yet.
What's the line?
The line 12, is plus 13.5.
So I'm going to take the over. Freo looked like that. I think maybe Longmuir got the kick up the arse in the pre-season. Yep. Like, we need to not be boring and move the ball pretty quickly. And North are shit, so they get scored a long game. But they seem to move the ball pretty quickly too. It's just, so yeah, over for me.
So I always say be careful of one week overreaction.
This is what I'm wondering.
But part two is, of course, the only thing more dangerous than betting with no data is betting with a tiny bit of data. So we only got round one. So as you said, Freo got injuries, but they had momentum up. They were able to get over the line, and Brisbane weren't turning up. North against GWS were pretty much ran to expectations, and GWS are a very good side. Back at home, 13.5 start.
See, this is Dockers a kill, off injuries. See, this is a live kill, do you reckon, North?
I was in North's ability, North's chance. Yeah, I think 13.5 start, yeah. I think they're going to take it up to the Dockers.
So, I pencil this one, is it a half win?
Yep, I'll go the Kangas.
Okay.
At the line.
Thank you. Well, further on in the afternoon at 4:35 p.m., the ball will be bounced.
Here we go.
Between the Hawthorn Football Club and the Melbourne Demons, Ralph. Mm. Hawthorn.
When did you turn English?
Well, the day I came out the womb, I was born there. $3.80 to the Hawks.
She got you there, don't
you? $1.27 to
when
the
Demons. When did you turn Australian?
I was 2.5 when I moved here, and I got my citizenship at 18 when I got a bill in the mail from uni.
Oh, beautiful.
23.5, plus 23.5 to the Hawks. It's a hell of a line. And the over-unders, Ralph, is $168.5.
I'm bringing Dane's cash cow over to my team. I picked him up in the draft, and the 1-39 the Ds this week. Back on track. I think there's been a little bit of money for Hawthorn because of the expected score.
Yeah.
Last week, I think one stage they kicked 1-6, could have been 6-1. So the market's respecting Hawthorn there and disrespecting Essendon a bit. And the D's just should get it done. Don't want to overreact, but and I do think the heat from last Sunday might play an impact. So as long as I get over the line, I will be winning.
Yeah, I actually agree. So I like the 1-39 as well.
Thank you.
Nice. Thank you.
Well, speaking of Essendon, let's look at the next game. Perhaps you can explain this to us, Ralph, when we get to you. Sydney Swans are hosting the Bombers at the SCG. Sydney are $1.15, Essendon $5.50. The line is -30.5 to Sydney, and the over-unders, Dane, is 166.5.
Well, this is an unders game. This is an unders oval, this one. Yes. I was right on the weekend, so... I'm going to stick with my system play and the Sydney, a bit like Cadinny Park or whatever it's called, small. It's, people think it's small, so there's going to be more goals, but it's actually more congested, so it's harder to get open space, kick more goals. So, yeah, I'm going to stick with the unders.
What's the line again? The underlying over line?
164, you said?
The over-unders is 166.5.
Oh, I got extra 2 points.
So you've got that as an under?
Yep.
Because last week, Sam, this is your fault, right? I went the Crows, 4.5. They ended up being 6.5. What was the line? 6. So that's your fault because I should have won that, and you didn't tell Dane enough about the weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Correct.
Yeah.
So he went over, so that's your fault too.
As soon as I got to the function I was doing, I was like, fuck, I don't know.
Sydney 1-39. I'm just wary of this. They've been up and they've been up.
Yeah.
Are you?
I was probably going to take it. Essendon at the line was my next one.
Yeah, well, that would make me sick, but just that extra goal or two. So
yeah, no, I mean, I agree. Yeah. I was going to take Essendon at the line, but I'm sticking
Essendon
with the system
might,
play.
Will show a little bit, and that puts you in that 1-39 bracket. So Sydney there, I don't think it'll be a blowout.
Okay, thank you. Well, we are heading out into the community on Sunday, where the Western Bulldogs are hosting the Gold Coast Suns at Mars Stadium in Ballarat.
Are you there?
I'll be there.
What's the weather? We've got a weather check?
It's a wonderful drive out to Ballarat. It's usually freezing, but I think it will be okay on the weekend. It is a Sunday afternoon game, and it is a top of 21.
What was the odds of you being there at Ballarat this week, last week when you were doing the show here.
That was slim.
Yeah. Any beaches in Ballarat you can around there?
Make a bit on the side.
Yeah, exactly.
No, there are no beaches in Ballarat.
If we see some kids putting sandcastles up in the background, say, Samantha, we'll know they're
not
listening.
Not kids.
No, as in young fans. I call it because I'm old.
Yeah, correct. $1.67 to the Dogs. Gold Coast at $2.22, -7.5 to the Western Bulldogs. And the over-unders in this one, Ralph, is 159.5.
What is the weather? That's a low.
Well, it's
low
sunny. Line. Yeah, there's a it's sunny and 21 out in the rat.
No, it's too low. They'll cover 159 and a half. That'll do. There's my over.
I'm taking the Dogs. I think they need to give something.
Yep.
Gold Coast, a bit like the Sydney theory with you, Ralph. They've been up at home.
Yep.
I just think going to Mar, it's a long way to go. I think the Dogs can get this done by 8 points.
Thank you. Well, Sunday afternoon football back in Melbourne at the MCG. Richmond are hosting Port Adelaide. Richmond, $2.65. Port Adelaide, $1.49. The line is +12.5 to the Tigers, and the over-unders, Dane, is
170.5. 170? I'm
going to
take the Tigers.
Okay.
Yeah. For what reason? Because I haven't taken a side at the plus yet.
Okay.
So that's my theory.
Okay, that is a theory, I guess, whether it's a winning
that's
one.
That's basically my theory.
We'll find out on Sunday.
I haven't taken an underdog yet this round, and, you know, they usually win one or so. That's for no other reason but that. Richmond. It's a math science play.
Okay. Richmond at the line.
This is called math science, yes.
Yes.
One of us will be right. I'll go Port. And by the way, let me remind you, this is probably your last chance of getting these type of odds for the flag. Port. I ruined Fremantle's year last year. I'm going to ruin Port's this year.
Thank you.
So it's 12 and a half line?
12 and a half is the line. Go Port. Thank you very much. Well, to round out round two, which is actually round three, but we call it round two because who knows.
Two and a half.
West Coast Eagles are hosting the GWS Giants.
We'll be watching this one, Dane.
Optus Stadium.
What time is it? 6:50. What time is the Grand Prix finish? Because I've got to go to the Grand Prix, I think.
Do you have to?
Yes, I have to.
That's true.
Yeah. I'll get home for some of it. Yeah. So it's a system play, I'm afraid.
It's going to be a warm one over there, 30 degrees. West Coast are $9.50. GWS are $1.06. The line
multi value.
The line is +46.5.
Short. I thought it should be 70.
And the over unders is 178. Point five.
So if GWS kick 25 goals,
it's 150. They got to score five.
Touch and goes.
Yeah.
No. I refute again. Off one week, that is just too big for a home side.
Mm.
And also GWS have been up. And they have to go to the other side of the country. 46.5 with gritted teeth, Eagles. That's a big line.
Huge line.
That's what his demons are. At their worst line.
System play.
Okay.
I'll be watching it, yeah.
Okay. Dane at the over. There we are.
So your best bet of the round again is?
And they will be until they cover.
Do you have a multi for us? Shall I come back to you?
I'll have a fucking million of them. Don't worry. So just go to Dabble Dane's 136. But I can put multi together now if you want.
You put that together and we'll get Ralph's best bet.
My best bet will be the Kangas.
Shut
13
up.
And a half.
Pardon?
At home, 13 and a half head start.
Under the roof.
Under the roof. By the way, look, self-praise is no praise, but my racing was fantastic.
So was it the different outfit? What the?
Yeah, I was ashamed. Yeah, I put the scarf around my face, Birka style. So Saturday morning, Instagram and the Swanee and Friends Instagram page, I put on their stories, just a couple for Sydney. If you're looking for some futures, I can't remember if I said this, so I'll say it again. Amelia's Jewel in the Quokka, she beat Pride of Jenny. That's just simple. So Pride of Jenny's the star. Quokka's that $4 million race in Perth, so that's the futures bet there. It should win. It's $4 at the moment. Couple of roughies. I've already said the Japanese horse, Obama Murai, but in the Doncaster detonator jack at 50s. Wet track. I was one of my each ways on Saturday. I think it's going to run a real good race if it's a wet track at 50s. And a couple in the Derby. Tannhauser and Cap Ferrar, both for Chris Wallace. Tannhauser's about 30-1 and Cap Ferrar about 17-1. I think they're his Derby horses. So a bit of a spec bet, Sam, but that's those prices.
I appreciate that.
You can gamble responsibly.
Thank you.
Collingwood and Melbourne will win into Adelaide 1-39 and the under in the Sydney game at $9.
Brilliant. Anything further to add?
Well, just congratulations to you for not making us think of, she going to have it.
Is she? I reckon I got two more under my belt.
Well, next one will be here, and the one after will be remote because I'll be. Yes.
Okay, so then that might be me.
Yeah.
We'll see how we go.
See how we go.
Thanks very much. Enjoy having a flutter over the weekend. And if you do flutter, flutter away responsibly.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.